Scorpion and his gang. The song describes the feeling of love that grows gradually toward someone who seems ordinary at first. The first time you meet, there are no special feelings. However, as time goes by and you get to know them better, you start to find special things about them. Well, listener, here is Afifah with the Keroncong song, Nuansa Bening. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'm so happy to bring this information to your listeners because near my house in Bogor, there's an area called Kelapa Nunggal. Lots of people around the greater Jakarta knows this place as an industrial place, and it's quite dusty because of the trucks passing by and sometimes the traffic when the factory, when the employees are leaving the factory after their shift. But happily, behind this industrial area that is so crowded and full of machineries, behind them there is still an area, so natural, a karst area. And in this place, in this very same place called Kelapa Nunggal, Indonesia's National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, in collaboration with Indonesia's Paleological Society and the Species Obscura Foundation, just discovered a new species of blind cave fish. And it is called Barbodes Kelapa Nunggalensis. And the Kelapa Nunggalensis is, of course, derived from the name of Kelapa Nunggal karst area. And a researcher from BRIN's Center for Biosystematics and Evolution Research, Kunto Wibowo, said that the Barbodes Kelapa Nunggalensis is a freshwater fish that is completely blind and its eyes degenerated into hollow structures covered by black skin. And the researcher also explained that these morphological features indicate that this blind fish species has significantly adapted to the darkness and isolated habitat in the small pond of Cisodong 1 cave located in Kelapa Nunggal karst area, which spans approximately 66 square kilometers. And according to Kunto Wibowo, these ponds are situated on soft clay substrate with clear water, and the fish tends to be idle in still water but become active when the water is disturbed. And furthermore, he emphasized that despite isolated habitat, the blind cave fish remains vulnerable to the human-made threats, especially the widespread limestone mining activities in the region of its discovery. Well, it is another great discovery by Indonesian researcher, which also supported the theory about evolution that something changes according to its surrounding. It's not only adaptation, but in time, it will go stronger as an evolution.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So listener, ahead of Ramadan. Ramadan, I believe, there is just several days later. And this month, ask people to control themselves and to fight any kind of earthly desire. So the Muslim, for the ones who doesn't know about Ramadan, it is a fasting month in which our Muslim friends are fasting for one whole month. They, of course, cannot eat or drink until a certain amount of time. And of course, in the middle of this fasting, not only about food and not only about eating or drinking, they are also not allowed to say bad words, to be angry and do anything that, well, let's say any normal positive minded humans will do. But the other thing about the Ramadan is the month so festive, and people tend to spend a lot of money not only on food but also other things related to Ramadan itself. And to talk about it, we have a very nice chit chat with the Dean of Economics and Management Faculty at IPB University, which is Bapak Irfan Syawki Bey. So make sure to stay tuned on Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, Ramadan is coming, and of course not only in Indonesia, in so many countries. One of the main focuses of Ramadan, well, of course, the worship itself, the thing related to religion, but also the festivity related to the food. And sometimes in Indonesia, we will be buying new clothing so that we will look better during the Eid al-Fitr. But is it a very good behavior? Because in Ramadan, of course, we have to hold our desire. And therefore, we will be talking about Ramadan and consumption behavior with Irfan Shawki Bey, the Dean of Faculty of Economics and Management at IPB University. Hello, Pak Irfan.
Hello, Steve.
Okay.
Hi, Steve, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Okay, Pak Irfan, I would like to know, from the eyes of economy, I would like to know what factors that encourage people to be more consumptive in the month of Ramadan. Is it really more consumptive than before? Or apparently just the same?
Yeah. Of course, if we talk about the data, usually the consumption will be increasing during the time of Ramadan. And I believe that the very fundamental factor affecting the situation is because of the reward that is given during the Ramadan, as has been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which we are encouraged to share more, and Allah will reward you with a multiple times bigger than the usual month. So because in many hadiths, for example, the Prophet also give a very strong stimulus to the people that if you provide the food for breaking the fast to those who are fasting, so the ajr, the reward, will be given equally to those who provide those food. So I think given this situation, so many Muslims are encouraged to increase their food consumption. Similarly, if we look at the other factors which are related with the spirit of sharing, normally during the Ramadan, people become more generous and they are, motivated to share more. Either they pay zakatul fitr or zakatul mal, from their wealth. And also they pay infaq, sadaqah, and waqaf. And again, one of the, triggering factor is because of the reward that is promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that in the month of Ramadan, if you pay voluntary charity like infaq sadaqah, the reward will be equal to the obligatory charity, which is zakat. But if you pay zakat, then Allah will multiple times bigger in terms of reward. So these factors, I believe, although it needs to be investigated, this needs to be investigated further. I believe this factor become the fundamental aspects that trigger the people to pay more, to consume more, etc. Although, on the other hand, sometimes there is also, misunderstanding on the concept of consumption, because, sometimes people, are extremely doing extravagant consumption, which is actually not allowed. It is discouraged by the Islamic teaching. So that's why we need to always make a campaign and socialization and education to people that consumption that you do in the month of Ramadan should be following the principle of moderation. It should be moderate in consumption, should not be too extravagant. And if you have excess of food, if you have excess of wealth, and try to share with others. That is the spirit of Ramadan, actually. And you have to also think about your health condition. Don't let your consumption create, bad impact to your health. So these kind of things, I think we need to always, socialize and educate the people so that they got the essence of the Ramadan.
Okay, moderation and also sharing. So it's not only about taking what you can enjoy by yourself, but make sure to share with others, but not too extravagant. But many people believe that more consumption means more drive to our economy. Is it right, sir?
Yeah. Of course, it is correct, because when the demand increases, of course, it will trigger the economy to grow up, and it will be responded from the supply side. Therefore, many industries actually they are expecting to get Ramadan, and even they are expecting every month is Ramadan because sometimes their income generated from Ramadan is much higher, even the highest, and it can be observed in many sectors that sometimes because of the Ramadan, the sale was reaching a very high rate, and then they will be enjoying the highest profit during this Ramadan. This is a kind of barakah, actually, barakah in the Ramadan. But of course, with regard to the situation, the presence of Ramadan should also be utilized, especially by the small, micro, small, and medium entrepreneurs, medium business. Yeah. So SMEs, MSMEs business, they should also, take this opportunity, to sell more of their products that are relevant to the needs of the people, so that this barakah of Ramadan can also be enjoyed, by these businesses, because sometimes the one that really get the most benefit is usually the big business, the conglomerates, etc. So they will be, of course, enjoying the situation. But we are also hoping that the MSMEs can also take this benefit. And I think they need to, increase their marketing, their sales, and their quality of products, and maintain the product relevance with the needs of the people during this Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, in many sectors, Ramadan give, or provide significant impact to the economy, including if we look at the third sector of the Islamic economy, which is Islamic social finance, comprising zakat and wakaf. The national collection of zakat and cash wakaf usually reach 60-70% during the Ramadan. So the total collection, for example, last year, the total collection of zakat reached around 31 trillion rupiah, nationally. And 60% of it was collected during the Ramadan. So, and I think this is again showing that actually Ramadan can be the month that trigger the economy to grow up, and the data and many research has shown this phenomena. For example, my colleague in IPB University last year, she was published research showing that the economic value of Ramadan can increase the GDP by more than 240 trillion rupiah. That's during the Ramadan, and it is increase by another more than 100 trillion during the Eid al-Fitr, during the Eid, because, there was a mobilization of fund, from city to rural areas, from western part of Indonesia to eastern part of Indonesia, which shows that the fund mobilization will, should affect, the local economic situation. Yeah, this is the barakah from Ramadan.
Oh, I'm very interested in this research. I wish I can get the name of the researcher and the research itself, sir. Do you have it with you?
Her name is Dr. Aisha, Aisha Maghfiruha Rahbini, the daughter of Professor Didik Rahbini. She was writing an article in one of the media about this study. I think it's very interesting to note this one.
Okay. At what year, sir?
Last year, 2000, 24.
Yeah, of course, because if we are talking about something academic, the title, the writer, and the year, we need all of them.
Yes. Actually, it is popular writing. Yeah, mm-hmm. popular writing. And we can refer to other studies as well. Yeah, like my colleague from IDEAS, it is one of the institution under Dompet Duafa, one of the leading national zakat institution in Indonesia. They always publish also regular publication, especially on the impact, economic impact of Ramadan. Yeah.
Okay. And you also thought that even if you want to consume something, make sure to stay healthy. But let's not talk about the health of our body. Let's talk about the health of our wallet. So during Ramadan, as we know that, number one, we should be giving to charity, right? To charity. And then, of course, because of social pressure, quote-unquote social pressure, there will be so many dinner or breakfast together so many times. And we cannot control the venue for that. Sometimes it can be a luxurious place. Sometimes it can be modest. And also new clothing for it if you want to buy it. So what kind of tips for that you can give us? How to manage the money for this 1 month? Maybe you can give us in percentage to help us.
Actually, before coming to the percentage, because the Prophet said also, for example, the Eid al-Fitr is a happy moment. Nobody should be sad during that moment. And one of the indicators of the happiness during the Eid is by having new clothes, which is actually, it is allowable. Yeah. But again, the very basic principle of consumption in Islamic perspective is actually we need to be very modest. And what should be the principles of spending? Yeah, when we have income, so actually I have a formula. Yeah, actually my wife and I have constructed a formula which we call as CDIC. Yeah, CDIC is the acronym for the method of spending according to Islamic perspective. Yeah, the first C is charity. Yeah, charity comprises obligatory or mandatory and voluntary charity. Obligatory is zakat, and then voluntary is infaq sadaqah waqaf. And then the second one is D. D refers to debt. Yeah, it means that you have to pay your debt first. Yeah. So after you fulfill your obligatory charity and voluntary charity, try to pay your debt. And then the third one is investment. Yeah, CDI. refers to investment. Yeah, it means that you have to make your money, your income, becoming more productive to anticipate the current needs, the future needs, and your future plan. And the last one is consumption. So the second C refers to consumption, meaning that consumption should be done after you complete the first CDI. Yeah. So with regard to this consumption, so it's better for you to maintain the principle of moderation, and the second one to avoid the two sins that are prohibited in our religion. The first one is israf, the second one is tabzir. Yeah, meaning that the excessive consumption. Because those two things refer to the excessiveness, which is, something that should be avoided. And coming back to managing the money, so actually for the first C, it can be at least 2.5%, and then another for voluntary, you can pay another 2.5%. And then for your debt, of course, I'm suggesting if you need to have debt, make sure it doesn't exceed 20% of your income. to maintain your ability to repay back your debt, because heaven or Jannah are very sensitive to those who have debt. Even the shuhada, those who are martyr, they cannot enter the paradise if they still have debt. Yeah, so, and then the investment, yeah, at least 20 to 30%. Yeah, so the remaining part, it can be used for your consumption. And for your consumption, make sure that the first principle of consumption is try to always relate to your needs, not your wants. There's two different things, needs and wants. Yeah, wants, you want to have anything, but needs, actually, what do you actually need? Yeah, let's say if your rice consumption, for example, only one plate, yeah, during the usual time in other months, why do you have to add until three plates of rice, for example, during the Ramadan? Yeah, what is the essence of that? Why you increase sharply while this will give you bad impact? So maintaining the needs is very important. And with regard to this, you know, sometimes, yeah, the extravagant things, yeah, the luxurious restaurant, for example, for breaking the fast. Actually, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us an example on how we break our fast. Yeah, so as long as you are not, yeah, excessively consuming the foods, as if you haven't taken any food for 3-4 days, yeah? Yeah, so just avoid, yeah, this kind of behavior, because it will give you a bad impact. And try also to be, you know, try to be wise and in selecting restaurant, etc., although it is your choice. Yeah, it is your choice. Sometimes, you know, the choice of one restaurant for one person will be different from the other person, and we cannot simply make generalization that if this is not allowed for one person, so it also not allowed for the others. Yeah, we cannot make that kind of generalization, but at least it is us who know the limit, yeah, of our consumption. It is us who know the needs that we really require to maintain our life. And the rest of it, try to increase, yeah, during the Ramadan, the proportion of sharing. Because Allah has guaranteed, yeah, that the one that we share, inshallah, will not reduce our wealth. And even it will increase our wealth. So this requires a strong belief. Yeah, a strong belief on this concept. Yeah. So I think if we follow the CDIC, we can see a different behavior. Yeah, so we are taught to always think first sharing, and then paying your debt, and then try to invest even during the Ramadan, and the last one is consumption. Yeah.
Okay. So apparently, for our Muslim friends to be financially healthy during Ramadan, what they need to do is just go back to check again what the religion has been teaching so many times.
Yes.
People just need to remember it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, we need to remember those things. And, you know, one of the essence of the fasting is to control ourselves. Yeah, so we need to increase, yeah, the capacity, the ability to control ourselves, because one of the most difficult thing in this life is controlling ourselves. So try to get that lesson. Yeah. Although on the one hand, of course, we an increase in the consumption is not, it cannot be avoided. Yeah. So it will happen, but try to do it in a correct way. Yeah. For example, increasing consumption, not only to be consumed by ourselves, but increasing consumption because we want to share with others. Yeah. So if we do it in this way, then it will give you value, and it will, you know, it will put you, yeah, on the highest level of, you can say, the mankind's quality, the man's quality, which is minal muttaqin, yeah, among the pious people. Yeah.
All right. So from our conversation, I get two keywords, moderation and also sharing. And I wish that everything that we've shared in this conversation will be useful for not only Indonesians, but everybody who is fasting or maybe want to try the CDIC, even if they're not Muslims, they can still do it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the charity. Yeah.
Even if you are not Muslim, you can apply this. Yeah, sharing become our top priority.
Yeah.
Because sharing will give a positive impact also to the economy. You can imagine one of the problem that we are facing now is inequality. Inequality of income and wealth. And this inequality can only be reduced significantly when everybody is having, you know, a spirit of sharing. Yeah, that's why it is encouraged. I believe all religions will be having the same teaching. Now the problem is sometimes the followers, the believers of the religion, they don't follow the religion. That's a problem.
That is everybody's problem in following faith. But I wish that from this very second, let's strengthen our faith, whatever your faith, to give more to the people. Imagine not only in Ramadan. In Ramadan, we have a spike in the number of charity. Imagine we do it every month, and imagine also how big the benefit will be brought to all the people. Okay, okay, listener, that is our talk about Ramadan and consumption behavior. I would like to thank you, Pak Irfan, for this very interesting talk. Thank you very much for joining us, Pak Irfan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, listener, that is our short talk with the Dean of Faculty of Economics and Management at IPB University, Bapak Irfan Shauki Baik. If you want to listen to this dialogue again, you can check our YouTube channel, VOA Official, and our application at RE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for diplomacy for transaction, Indonesian London, Switzerland. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian top and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau Jadi Lagi. And after this, we'll bring you to Nusa Tenggara to know more about the Pink Beach.
Komodo National Park is located in East Nusa Tenggara Province. In 1986, the park was designated as a World Heritage Site and a Man and Biosphere Reserve by UNESCO. Since then, the region has become more popular and more visited by local and international tourists. Besides the rare Komodo dragons, this region also has the natural beauty of underwater sea view, which is very intriguing. The national park area itself includes three major islands, namely Komodo, Rinca, and Pada, covering an area of 2,321 square kilometers. There are approximately 2,500 Komodo dragons living in the wild here. Besides Komodo dragons, there are also other wild animals, such as buffalo, deer, wild boar, and monkeys. The Komodo National Park is very exciting and challenging because you can watch how the prehistoric animals live. For safety reasons, visitors must be guided by experienced rangers. It is quite a tiring journey, yet all fatigues will be relieved when you reach the summits of the hills on Komodo Island. At this altitude, you can look down at the blue sea and the group of islands, which are really spectacular. In addition to trekking, visitors can enjoy the beauty under the sea in an area called Pink Beach. Muhammad Saleh, a forest ranger in the region, said,
"Sejak dulu, itu setiap tamu yang datang berkunjung.
Every visitor who comes to Komodo Island after trekking it will surely swim in the Pink Beach, which is located on the side of the road. When heading for the island or returning to Labuan Bajo, you have to pass it.
Pasti dia melewati, walaupun dia pulang ke Labuan Bajo, pasti melewati dia."
The Pink Beach, which is actually made of fine pinkish sand, is a portrait of beauty in the Komodo National Park. Muhammad Saleh describes the underwater marine life below.
Nah, yang ada di sana itu dominan itu soft coral.
Now there is predominantly soft corals or acropora down there. There are also several species of fish, reef fish, and if you go deeper, you will find some larger fish species.
Kalau kita ke dalam lagi tadi, kita akan menemukan beberapa jenis ikan yang agak lebih besar.
As said before, the beach, which is located on one side of the island of Komodo, has pink sand.
Pink beach itu warna dasarnya itu putih.
The sand on the Pink Beach is basically white, but then there are some red coral rubble, which is very fine, caused by the waves.
Sehingga itu sangat-sangat halus sekali karena pengaruh hempasan gelombang.
Regarding the natural beauty in this Komodo National Park, Aryadi Ali Usman, a visitor from Palembang in South Sumatra, says,
"Kita ke NTT, ke Pulau Komodo.
We are visiting the island to see Komodo dragons, which are really awesome. Previously, I only saw their picture or on TV, but now I can see how extraordinary these dragons are. After that, we traveled to Pink Beach. We saw how incredible it was. It was like a dream to see the wonderful Pink Beach. I could see the beautiful coral reef and fish there. The fish from small to big are so pretty and abundant.
Luar biasa indah dan ikan-ikannya bermacam-macam dari yang kecil sampai yang besar."
That was a glimpse of Komodo National Park in East Nusa Tenggara.
guideline. It's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live digital broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content, like comments, shares, catalogs, broadcast,
Oh, cuma dirimu untukku, bentuk cinta itu kamu. Oh ya, kamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's the news. President Prabowo Subianto is set to lead a sunset parade this afternoon as part of the regional health retreat at Military Academy in Magelang, Central Java. In an official statement on Thursday, February 27, Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media at the Presidential Secretariat, Yusuf Permanasat, Prabowo's visit to the Military Academy in Magelang was part of the government's ongoing efforts to foster stronger cooperation between the national and regional levels of government. Quoted from Tempo.co, the following day on February 28th, the President is scheduled to provide leadership orientation training to local government heads from across Indonesia. The Ministry of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions expressed readiness to create thousands of export villages in the country to increase economic growth. Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions Minister Yandri Susanto Thursday said the ministry saw Indonesian villages as possessing abundant potential that could be developed to optimize the export sector. Consequently, such potential can be leveraged to the benefit of the country. Susanto also stated that village potential could be developed through mentoring and empowerment, resulting in an export village that would suppress the unemployment rate. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.